Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. Let's start with positive vibes. Let's set intentions and new goals with some gratitude. January 11 is the International Thank You Day. I've already talked about gratitude in episode 35 in season 1 and episode 14 in season 2. This episode will be about kindness. And before starting, I want to say thank you for your support. For the huge amount of listeners all around the world, make me feel happier. This year, I want to achieve more goals that I shared on my TikTok profile. Anyway, I wanted to start with a suggestion that came to my mind last October, recalling the wishes episode. And in December, I've seen on social media what I will share. I had the same idea as Jay Shetty about the gratitude jar, but I've never seen his video before. But it is slightly different. Take an empty jar, grab some post-it notes or some piece of papers, and write down something good that happened to you, or just a good moment, big or small, just something positive that made you smile, whatever impacted you. Pop it in the jar, and whenever you feel low, just read one or two, read them to raise your vibration again. On December 31st, 2025, you will collect as many positive notes that are the result of gratitude. I want to read out two of my notes. January 2nd, 2025. I realized I've done a wonderful job. I am late, but taking time to check on my astrological 2025 planner will give more positive vibes to the people who will buy it. It's such a great work. January 2nd, I shared my 2025 goals regarding reading and writing. 13 achievable goals that I am thrilled to reach. Sharing on TikTok gave me more determination energies. I'm going to make it, and these made me smile. Nowadays, kindness is often an underestimated quality, but in reality, it's very powerful. Being kind doesn't mean being weak, but is a way of acting with compassion, empathy, and respect towards others, leading to create meaningful and sincere human connections. Very often I have seen people pretending to be kind just to appear or to please others, just as an act of manipulation. But I don't want to go into details. Kindness is connected to humility, which is defined as a virtue by which you recognize your own limits and you can see beyond your ego. Maybe I will go into more details in our blog post on Instill Creativity Miles. Anyway, being kind in an authentic way is simply the desire to do something good without any motives. But unfortunately, as I said before, many people pretend to be kind. An act of kindness or an altruistic act generates gratitude, an appreciation of what we receive, and both these qualities feed each other. Remember these words. Without an act of kindness, you cannot be grateful, and this must start with you first. Be kind to yourself first, and then you will be able to be grateful. In literature, the theme of kindness is recurrent, and many authors have shown how small acts of kindness can change the course of a story. There are many books in which kindness and gratitude are the driving forces that push the characters to grow, forgive, and love. I've chosen some examples. The first is The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Being kind is not only a moral duty, but the foundation of authentic bonds. Through patience and understanding, we can build relationships that enrich us deeply. The essential things are invisible to the eyes. In literature, kindness is a winning strategy to face adversity and transform difficulties into opportunities. An example, Atticus Finch, a character from To Kill a Mockingbird, who I've mentioned several times in the podcast, is a man who shows kindness and respect towards others. And he is a role model that is needed today. Another character is Anne of Green Gables, created by L.M. Montgomery. This red-haired girl faces difficulties with optimism and kindness, showing a genuine attitude that can win anyone over. A bit like me, but I have black hair. Anne Shirley was a character from my childhood, like so many others that I could add to the list. But I would like now to end this episode by mentioning a book that I started rereading in audiobook format, A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness. For the ones that do not know this book, it is the story of Connor, a 13-year-old boy tormented by nightmares while trying to deal with his mother's terminal illness. One night, a monster in the form of a giant tree, to be more specific, a yew, appears and begins to tell him three stories. And in exchange, he asked for the boy's truth. I mention it in the episode Grief, but it also teaches that facing your feelings and accepting the truth, no matter how painful could be, is an act of kindness towards yourself. Kindness is not always shown as sweet, but is a transformative act. Like the monster, it shows a form of kindness through moral support and determination to make Connor face the truth. Now it's really time to end this episode by letting you reflect on this topic. I invite you, with all my heart, to try to be kind to yourself first and be less selfish. And who knows, maybe this will lead you to see things from another perspective and receive a reward. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.